Say the group was using a home near a high school as their headquarters, and people who live in the area say drugs have been a problem in their neighborhood for years. Jason Campadonia, San Diego.
Two accountants at the center of last weekend's Oscar snafu will be keeping their jobs at PricewaterhouseCoopers, but they will not be on the firm's Oscars team any longer. One of them, Brian Cullinan, is the one being blamed for mistakenly handing a backup Best Actress envelope to Best Picture presenters Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty, and they say minutes before he did that, he was getting yelled at for having been tweeting from backstage. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home, sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:02, it is 51 blustery degrees in Flemington. And today's forecast is sunny with a high near 46, which we've already surpassed. Breezy with a northwest wind, with gusts going as high as 40 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Friday, there's a chance of some rain and snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain showers with a high of 39, and it doesn't look like the snow is going to accumulate too much. And it clears out for Saturday, when it will be sunny, but a high will only be in the low 30s, and it gets warms up again for Sunday with a high around 42.
My mood just improved. Welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices on Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. What are you doing?
The stand's going to fall over.
I can hear every motion over there.
Sorry.
As our listeners, I'm sure, can. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support. See, I'm kicking the desk a little bit. You can hear that.
Well, stop kicking the desk, then.
The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, it's March, which means Maker's Day is coming up fast. I'll give you details, including a list of demonstrators for both the North County and South County branches. I got gum in my mouth again. Another radio faux pas. I'll try to work through it. Entries are now being accepted for the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Entries are limited to 75 local artists. I'll tell you how you can enter. Jennifer likes to wear black to remind you not to mess with her because she's already dressed for your funeral. The Friends of HCL Book Sale is coming. Another sure sign of spring. All that and more on today's Library Show. Why are we playing Bruce Springsteen's Out in the Street from the River?
I'm trying to please you, Jim Thatch.
Oh, yeah? Why this song in particular?
It
had so many tracks from the river.
It just came to my mind.
Oh, yeah? Do you like this song?
I do.
I do. I love it. I heard this in concert last year a couple of times.
Very good.
He played the whole river live. So how are you? What did you say about snow?
No, there's talk of a little bit tomorrow morning.
How much?
There's no accumulation to speak of.
Tomorrow morning, like
yeah.
Overnight?
Yeah, and it'll turn to rain and just be messy and mushy.
How about that weather last Friday?
Did you golf?
75 degrees, of course I golfed. Are you kidding me? Couldn't stay inside of I think it's the first time my entire life I golfed in New Jersey in the month of February.
Oh, I have daffodils.
75 degrees.
And blooming.
It's amazing. So you think spring's here, or are we going to get another lash of winter?
I don't know. I hope not.
Okay.
I hope not. No, but the blizzard of 1888.
The blizzard of 1888?
It was very warm and balmy the day before.
Oh, yeah, you can remember that, huh?
I do.
All right, let's go over some programs that are coming up this week at the Hunterdon County Library. I don't think I have any on me. I know we have a lot of them. And for some reason, I'm only starting at March 15th again.
You're starting at March 15th.
So you can...
Yeah, but I'm just composing.
Well, why don't I talk about Maker's Day, then?
Okay, I've got that.
We have a movie tonight, I know.
We have a movie tonight. It's the Italian-American Club is presenting it. I don't know why I don't have the flyer for it.
That's tonight?
Tonight, March 2nd at 6 p.m.
Oh, it's not an Academy Award-winning film?
No, tomorrow afternoon at the North County branch at 2 p.m., they'll be showing Sully. And then that'll be rebroken.
Well, you have your computer right in front of you. Go to
But then I have to turn
HC Library, and people at home can do this as well. Go to hclibrary.us, and on the homepage, click on that big word events in the bottom left corner.
It is the first beautiful thing, and it is at 6 p.m.
And a list of all our flyers come up.
And it's sponsored by the Hunterdon County Italian American Heritage Club. On Saturday at the North County Branch Library at 1 p.m., you can learn about adopting greyhounds, your new best friend. The New Jersey Greyhound Adoption Program will be there beginning at 1 o'clock, and we will have greyhounds for you to look at and possibly adopt. On Tuesday, March 7th, at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., we kick off our seed exchange at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters. You can call 788-1277 to register or for questions, and walk-ins are welcome. And what is our seed exchange, Jim Thatch?
Are you, calling me out here?
I am, because you always ask me to explain things.
The seed exchange is
properly prepared.
It's kind of like borrowing a book, but I guess you can't return the seeds, though.
No, you can't.
So the library will have seeds that have been donated by who donated them this year?
I forget.
You can come in, pick up some seeds, and plant them in your garden. And if you have seeds, can you bring them in to exchange?
You can, but they can't. There's rules about what kind of seed. Like, you have to collect them yourself, I think.
It's got to be a native plant.
Yeah,
you can't bring in invasive species.
No invasive species. And if you have seeds from the last growing season that you never opened, you could bring those in commercial seeds.
How long do seeds last in a packet before they're no good anymore?
Well, I don't know. I just threw some lime basil seeds in a pot, and who knows how old they are, and they're sprouting.
Could a seed packet from the 1970s still actually work?
I imagine it might.
Interesting.
I mean, this is only a couple years old.
Mother Nature is just truly fascinating, Jennifer.
She is. But if your gardening has caused...
Nature finds a way.
Nature finds a way.
What movie is that from? Jurassic Park.
I never saw that.
All the animals that were male that they bred so they wouldn't breed with each other, and nature found a way to breed.
Kinky.
Well, it's kinky, but it worked.
Tuesday
fictionally
night,
it worked.
March 7th at 7 p.m. at the headquarters library, we're going to welcome back structural yoga therapist Bonnie Pariser, and this time she will present a workshop on tension, stress, and trauma release. It's an innovative series of exercises that assist the body in releasing deep muscular patterns of stress, tension, and trauma. It safely activates a natural reflex mechanism of shaking or vibrating that that releases muscular tension, calming down the nervous system. And let me tell you, I could use some calming down of the nervous system. I think there's guys on the roof. I don't know if everybody can hear that.
Oh, is that what that is?
It sounds like it. So if
it
you hear
could be the wind
running, we're people have come through the roof. And finally, next Wednesday at 7 p.m. March 8th, Marshall's Dixieland Band will be at the headquarters library. It's started by a retired Rutgers professor and piano player, Marshall Stanley, in 1982. It's comprised of amateur and professional musicians from around central New Jersey. They play Dixieland standards on an authentic instruments, and I see a cornet in the picture. And they rarely rely on printed music, so you never know how it will turn out. Regular favorites include Downtown Strutter's Ball, I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Up a Lazy River, Just a Closer Walk with the, and others. And this is a good follow-up since Mardi Gras was ended on, you know, it was Tuesday and Carnival ended.
You ever been to Nolens for Mardi Gras?
I have not.
A friend of mine actually goes down there. His wife goes down and she rides on one of the floats.
Oh, neat.
I don't know how she got that gig.
Nice. You
she does
do that.
That every year. She sent back pictures on Facebook talking to Harry Connick and the Temptations and stuff. I don't know how she did it.
You should do that. And right now, we still have 5 minutes.
I'm not a big fan of New Orleans, actually. Okay. I don't know why. Lori went there once and said she didn't like it, and that's enough for me. She wouldn't lie.
Do you want to talk about Maker's Day in the next 5 minutes?
Okay, I can. Maker's Day, I mentioned at the top of the show, Maker's Day, New Jersey Maker's Day, is coming up March 25th at our North County and South County branch libraries. Maker's Day brings together do-it-yourselfers, artists, crafters, computer programmers, and robotics fans for a day of interactive, creative inventing. Over 250 libraries and schools will take part in this event statewide. You can visit njmakersday.org for more information on the statewide event. But for our events, let me tell you, give you a rundown of who's going to be showing up and doing some demonstrating, Jennifer, and hobbies that you can learn about and participate in and maybe become your new favorite hobby. You can pound some metal and engrave a pendant with the Reddington Metalworks. These are the events I'm going to read first at the North County Branch Library, then I'll let you know what's going on at the South County Branch Library. You can discover what 3D printing is all about from the RoboStorm Robotics 4-H Club. Then take home a 3D printed ID tag. Attend a class from the Art Academy and learn how to draw, apply color, and work the edges of a still life painting. Cheer for your favorite robot in a Lego BattleBots challenge as the 4-H Robotics Club puts the robots to the test in the BattleBot arena. Build motorized models using bricks for kids, gears, pulleys, and motors with a Bricks for Kids instructor. Then create your own unique model. Design a Play-Doh creation, then light it up with squishy circuits. Make a catapult with Hunterdon County Parks and Recreation, then test your firepower with mini marshmallows. Watch a skilled craftsman at work on a loom, and then try it yourself. Learn the art of origami with Mary N.K. and library volunteers. Meet the creative of Voorhees High School Environmental Club and learn how to reuse and recycle items to make cool, environmentally friendly crafts. Watch a sewing or quilting demonstration and try it yourself. Design a video game with the help of GameU Design Software and test out the Oculus Rift 3D virtual reality game. Make a fabulous fabric egg with the Community Garden Club of Hunterdon County. Join an architectural Lego build with Bricks for Kids and construct a famous building. Design an LED flower from colorful papers and take it home to enjoy. Watch the North County Branch Library fiber artists demonstrate a spinning wheel and try it yourself. And finally, try beading, weaving, wire working, and a kumihimo with the Delaware Valley Bead Society. Actually, Jennifer, yeah, that's just an overview of what's happening. So many things that you can try. It's a fun day. It's a great day for the family. If you live close to the South County Branch Library, this is what they've got going on, Jennifer. Holcomb Jimison Farmstead Museum will be doing a presentation. There's also a presentation by the Red Hill Museum. You can build bridges from common materials and see how much weight they can hold. Paper automata, which are machines made of paper. Bristlebots, making simple robots to clean up spills. Simple circuits with unlikely power sources, including fruit. Button making, take home a button. Legos will be available all day for free building opportunities and much, much more. So this is the third year we've been doing this at the Hunterdon County Library, and the first 2 years have been successful, and it looks like this year it's even bigger and better, Jennifer, so I don't expect anything less than a total success again. So once again, this is March 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, which is located on 65 Halstead Street in Clinton, New Jersey, and also at the South County Branch Library, which is located at 1432 Route 179 in Lambertville, New Jersey.
That's right. Okay, so we're going to go to a commercial break. And are we going to come back with Today in History?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the library of the show. Library of this show, Jennifer. I added the, like.
That's okay. I'm much better now. Thank you.
Library of the show. Actually, I want to go back. I when we first started doing the show, almost 5 years ago now, 4.5 years ago, I wanted to call our show Library Jam. We should have done that.
Well, let's do it.
Instead of like Strawberry Jam, Library Jam. Get the, that's where I was coming from.
Because I'm Winberry.
And you're Winberry? There you go.
Let's do it.
Winberry Jam. All right. I think Richard Gerstner was the one that said it wasn't a good idea. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date, which happens to be March 2nd. I also ask her or give her some names of people who were born or who have died on March 2nd in years past and see if she knows who they are just by name. Name recognition. I got to get this gum out of my mouth.
You haven't gotten
push
it out
on.
Yet?
No, it's still there. See how good a job
holding
I'm
out
doing?
My hand.
No, there's a garbage can right there. I don't know. I got distracted last commercial break. Moving on, Jennifer. Shocking. 1657, here's your first event.
Okay.
The Great Fire of Mairiki was a fire in Edo, which is now Tokyo, Japan.
Okay.
My question to you is, how many people died in the Great Fire?
Oh, didn't you ask me this once before?
I don't know. I did?
It's
about a great fire?
It was a lot. Or maybe it was an earthquake. Wait, Kiko just answered you.
That's not Kiko.
Oh, okay. 5 million. I don't know. 500,000.
Closer. 100,000 people died in this fire, Jennifer. Terrible. 5 million. I don't think there were 5 million people on the face of the earth in 1657.
But the last time you asked me something about a disaster early on,
But I'm asking the question. It's more than you. It's not going to be eight or something, Jennifer. That wouldn't be history.
Yes.
Okay, in 1797, the Bank of England issues what monetary units for the first time?
The pounds.
Very good. The 1 pound and 2 pound banknotes. That's awesome, Jennifer. What film opens at Radio City Music Hall in the state in 1933?
Can I just say, wasn't that great when movie theaters were so big and grand?
Mm.
No.
Is this leading into a comment about the recent Academy Awards ceremonies?
Did you see the pic? Can I just digress? A library in Wisconsin put up 3 picture books the next morning.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Because I shared it. And one was like Lulu and La La Land. The second one was something Oops. And the third one was Moonlight. I thought it was tremendous.
Did you see any of these pictures?
I saw Fences.
Oh, did you like it?
I did. Oh, I loved it.
She won Best Supporting Actress, I think.
She did.
And I saw La La Land.
Did you like it?
I liked it. Musicals are hard to do. I thought he did a good job.
I like musicals. I really still want to see
I think you would like La La Land.
Manchester by the Sea.
I saw that. You don't want to see it.
I love sad, depressing movies.
It was depressing.
I love them. I love being exhausted when I leave movies.
Well, then success.
It suits my personality.
He deserved winning the Best Actor Award. It was good. He played this guy that just was empty inside. He just was just didn't want to.
There's those who think I'm empty inside, let me tell you.
That's not true.
All right, so Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind is incorrect. Let me just go back to the Academy Awards. So did you see the mess up that they did?
I did, and I don't understand how it happened.
Well, they have two people with suitcases with two sets of envelopes on each side of the stage, and they alternate bringing up the envelope.
Oh, and they brought the wrong envelope.
And the woman brought up the Best Actress, so he was supposed to bring up the next one, which was Best Picture, but he had the Best Actress one too, and he brought the Best Actress, or gave the Best Actress one to the presenters.
Oops.
Without, because he was, did you see pictures? He was backstage tweeting and stuff like that. He was distracted. And he gave him the wrong envelope.
I see.
But they should have known that Emma Stone's name shouldn't have been on the card.
It doesn't say on the front of the envelope what it's for.
It says it on the front of the envelope.
So like Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway
didn't look at it.
Oh my goodness.
And even on the bottom of the card it said Best Actress.
Like there's so many ways it could have been avoided.
They didn't read it close enough.
Oh my gosh.
So interesting. So the movie, Jennifer, was King Kong, which actually a new version of King Kong is coming out this week next week.
Oh, the one set in the island with Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the previews for that.
So King Kong, my parents still talk about this movie as like the greatest achievement in film up to that time. Like how technically advanced it was to have something like that on screen.
I get, but there were all those Japanese monster movies.
Before 1933?
No, but about that time. Don't you remember on Thanksgiving when we were little, they would be showing like
Godzilla?
Those
are from the
Godzilla.
60s, Jennifer.
No.
Yes.
I
believe so. Why don't you look that up?
Okay, so King Kong.
King Kong is correct. Well, would you say Gone with the Wind?
Yeah, that was 39, actually. Oh, I have a question for you later.
Gone with the Wind obviously would have opened in Georgia somewhere.
Yeah,
Atlanta.
It was 1939.
You didn't think that one through?
No, I didn't.
All right, go ahead. What were you going to ask me?
It's not a Today in History question. It's just a... Frank Capra...
So you sidetrack in conversation like that
shocking.
Never happens.
Frank Capra... It was a question... The New York Times...
Frank Capra from It's a Wonderful Life?
Listen to me first. That's not listening, Jim. The New York Times, next to the crossword puzzle, Monday through Friday, runs a Jeopardy question from... the night.
Okay.
And the other day, and I haven't looked up the answer.
Well, ask me. I'll tell
from
you.
Saturday, I think it was. No, Friday. This Italian-born American movie director won 6 Oscars for Best Picture, and Jimmy Stewart was in 3 of them. And the reference was to Frank Capra. And I got 2 of them, but I didn't know the 3rd one.
Jimmy Stewart, Shenandoah.
Really? Frank Capra directed Shenandoah?
Yes.
And then Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Yeah, I went right to the one you didn't know.
Thank you.
Even know.
How did you know which one I didn't know?
Because I figured we'd gotten the other ones.
And it's a one.
But I think it's Shenandoah.
All right, we'll look it up at the... Yeah.
See if I'm right.
Okay.
That would be amazing if I was right, actually. Okay, moving on, Jennifer. What happened on this date in Hershey, Pennsylvania in 1962?
Did they open the factory for tours?
They did not.
I don't know.
It's a sports question.
The hockey team the Bears played for the first time.
Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points.
What was
still
he doing?
A record.
What
in
was
the
he
national,
doing in Hershey, Pennsylvania?
That's where the game was played.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay, born or die, Jennifer. Born on this date in 1942, John Irving.
He's an author, an American author. He wrote Hotel New Hampshire, Cider House Rules.
Very good. He was the speaker at my oldest brother's graduation.
Really? Prayer for Owen Meany. Were you impressed?
Yes.
Joyce Carol Oates was a speaker.
Well, you're a librarian, Jennifer. It's an author. I hope you get it. How about 1943, Peter Straub?
It's not Shenandoah. He's also an author.
But it was Stewart and Capra both did Shenandoah.
Yes, it could be Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. You can't take it with you. It happened one night. Lost Horizon. Lady for a Day. Let's see.
All right, I'm going to answer the question for you, Jennifer. Here's an author.
He's an author. He's written with Stephen King. He's co-authored books with Stephen King.
I want a book. He's got a famous book. I even knew who this was. Ghost Story.
Yes.
That's what I knew, and I don't know any authors, Jennifer. Karen Carpenter was born in 1950.
Oh, she was the drummer for the Carpenters and lead singer. Rainy Days and Mondays always get me down.
Of course, that's the one you picked. 1952, Lorraine Newman was born. On March 2nd.
She, I don't know.
Lorraine Newman was an original cast member for Saturday Night Live. 1956, John Cousa was born.
Nope.
He was a singer in the group The Cousils. Ever hear that group?
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
A great documentary,
yes,
on them, of the family band. The Partridge Family is based on this family.
Yes, now that I hear you say his last name like that.
Daniel Craig was born on this date in 1968.
68, Daniel Craig. He's a movie actor?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who was in it. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Daniel Craig is the latest James Bond.
Oh, okay. No, Andrew McLaughlin directed Shenandoah.
Capra had something to do with it.
No, he didn't.
Okay. I stand corrected. 1977, Chris Martin was born.
Chris Martin.
Singer, lead singer of Coldplay.
What's Coldplay?
I knew you were going to say that. It's a group that performed songs after 1950. So, not in your wheelhouse. Okay, died on this date, Jennifer, 1930, D.H. Lawrence.
See all these authors? Author, Lady Chatterley's Lover.
I know him best for The Rocking Horse Winner. That's the only thing I know.
Oh, my gosh, the short story that you had to read in college.
Reading that in school.
I forgot all about that one.
That's the only reason. I didn't even know we did Lady Chatterley's Lover. That's his most famous book.
Yeah.
Howard Carter was born on this date in 1939. He died on
Howard
this date.
Howard Carter?
He died on this date in 1939. Mm-hmm. He's an archaeologist. He discovered King Tut's tomb.
Wait, didn't we talk about him last week?
You talked something about King Tut's tomb. 2008, Jennifer, finally Jeff Healey died. Yeah, I know you're not going to get this guy. I only know because I've seen the movie Roadhouse.
I don't know.
Have you seen the movie Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze?
I've seen it. You Can't Take It With You is the other Jimmy Stewart movie that Frank Capra directed. Okay.
Never seen
it. Who's Healy?
Jeff Healy. He's a singer-songwriter. He was in the movie Roadhouse. He was the blind guy that played the piano.
Oh, now I remember what music I was going to play today for Jean, but she's not listening.
Jeff Healy?
So I'll do it next week. No.
What?
From Urban Cowboy.
Ah, I love that movie.
Really?
I do. Let me guess what song. Looking for Love and All the
Yes,
Right Places.
They were trying.
Thank you.
The Oldsters were trying to figure out who sang it.
I can't remember.
Is it Mickey Gilley?
Mickey Gilley sings other songs in that one, but because Gilley's is the location that they meet, and it's like the setting of the movie. Gilley's. But Mickey Gilley sings a couple other songs. I can't remember who sings that. That's a good song.
Johnny Lee.
Did you ever look for love in all the wrong places, Jennifer?
I look for everything in all the wrong places, let me tell you. That's why my socks don't match.
Okay, so that's today in history.
That was it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It dragged on for like 15 minutes because he kept changing the subject.
I know. Can I change the subject to the Jim Thatch March bookmark?
Go ahead.
It is March, which means a new Jim Thatch bookmark, and he has got a field of 5 Holsteins spelling out March. How many HCLs can we expect to find in this one?
5. How many did you find?
3, 4, 5. Is there something, there's off in the upper right-hand corner, there's like a little paddock scene with a grown-up horse and a foal and a bird sitting on a fence.
Because I was thinking that was spring-like, like the little foal was
just there's
born.
Oh, but there's nothing there.
Is there nothing there? HCL-wise, yes.
No, I found that.
Oh,
but I just thought there was something else hidden in there.
No, I didn't.
It looks like there's something hidden there.
This is spring scene, the little baby horse.
It's very nice.
Nuzzling up with its... A lot going on in this bookmark.
There is.
Did you find all five?
I did.
Oh, okay.
One,
so
two, three, four, five. It was pretty easy.
So it's kind of an homage to an old bookmark I did probably 15 years, 20 years ago now, of three Holstein cows. I think it's spelled out August.
They're downstairs in the bookmark cafe or along
similar, but I added a lot more to this. And that was probably my most famous bookmark of all time because I think I had to print out like 3,000 copies of that thing because people love cows. And actually, there was an old dairy farmer in the county named August Nispel.
Oh.
That I had no idea that who it was, and they contacted me when they saw my bookmark and wanted to use it for the cover of their program.
He was cranky.
For their program for his retirement party or whatever they were doing for him.
Yes.
You've met him?
I've met him.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he's probably not with us
anymore.
Oh, how funny.
I don't think so.
So you don't remember that story?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know he was... I'm sure.
Where was his farm located?
I believe it was in Pittstown.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. But speaking of library patrons and our outreach community, I sent you a press release this morning.
Yes, I didn't do anything with
it yet.
Did you
read it?
No. I was very busy this morning.
And I made you busier.
Why? Is something wrong with it?
No. It was a press release from Laura Jones. And her historical society.
Why do I have to do that?
No, you don't have to. No, I sent you the press release as an.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to make a flyer or something.
No. It says an FYI, and to congratulate Dan and Marty Campanelli of winning the Hiram Dietz Award this year.
Ah, what's the Hiram Dietz Award?
I don't remember. I was hoping you would read the press release. So that
interesting.
We
well, congratulations.
It. Yeah, that's definitely.
Hiram Dietz was another county old timer. He was a big weather guy. Yeah.
Yes.
Back in the Hunter County days, he collected all weather data and plus a lot of things. He had a huge collection of things. I guess it's probably in the Doric house now or whatever, all the stuff he had.
Wasn't the house next to where, the little house?
Did he live in town, Hiram Dietz?
Isn't that the Hiram Dietz house, the little house?
Maybe. I think he did live in downtown somewhere. Had a big handlebar mustache.
Yeah, so congratulations to Dan and Marty. Well,
awesome. Have you ever won an award?
I was in 1985. I was the state canning and freezing champion.
You were for New Jersey. That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
How did they announce that? What did you get?
I won a trip to Chicago.
What?
I won a trip to Chicago, but I was unable to go because it was during the school year. And
how did you win that?
That was the prize.
But how did you win? How did you beat?
You were
in high school, and you were the
well for 4-H. You know, at the fair, I canned everything that stood still that year. And my mother didn't have a pressure cooker and didn't can vegetables and things. So I took a freezer chest full of vegetables up to Wendy Cannon's house in Frenchtown, and we canned everything.
Did you get like a ribbon or a plaque?
I have a ribbon. I won a platter, but it's just, it was a Vilroy and Bosch platter.
What's that mean?
People bought them and used them as meat platters. It wasn't a...
Oh, so that's a nice award.
Mm-hmm.
So you have one. What else have you won? You're probably highly decorated over your years. Any librarian awards? Sure.
No.
Nothing from the ALA or the NGLA?
No.
Never?
Never.
Interesting. I thought you'd have been all over your walls.
No.
Nothing for writing awards or...
Mm-mm. Canning.
How's your book coming about, what's her name?
Zelda Kaplan.
Have you started?
I've collected things.
Good. That's a start.
I've collected things, yes. A very good place to start, which is from...
Sound of Music.
Which brings me in mind of, it is musical season in the county.
Oh, yeah?
And all the five high schools have their spring musicals.
Anything good?
At 9 to 5, we'll be presented at Del Valle.
9 to 5?
Tonight.
That's a musical?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's been on Broadway.
The Dolly Parton?
Uh-huh.
They made a musical on Broadway for 9 to 5?
They did. It will be shown at presented at Del Valle tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 2 and 7. And there was a free preview showing for senior citizens yesterday afternoon at 5. North Hunterdon will perform The Addams Family. Again, I was unaware that... I mean, I knew it was a musical, but...
That was a Broadway musical, too? Where have I been? Under a rock?
Tickets are $15 for general admission, $10 for senior citizens, and they can be purchased online or at the door. The story centers around young Wednesday Adams, daughter of Gomez and Morticia, who has fallen in love with the sweet and intelligent Lucas Benke and fears that his conventional parents will not get along with her offbeat, ghoulish family.
Who Wednesday has?
Yes. I don't remember her being old enough to fall in love, but okay. South Hunterdon.
Why'd you just turn your microphone up? You're trying to drown me out.
Because you're using two. And that's also this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. South Hunterdon. Again, it's Thursday.
I want to hear something a classic. Class.
Friday and Saturday at 7:30, they will be presenting Into the Woods.
That's not still not a classic one.
Let's see. Voorhees isn't going to improve your disposition any. They will be presenting Legally Blonde on April 6th through 8th and a matinee on April 9th. Hunterdon Central is presenting the thing closest to a traditional musical this year.
What?
On March 9th, 10th, and 11th, they are presenting Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Are they?
The student edition.
Why is that such a good play? The premise is disgusting.
I know. I love the song Joanna from it.
They're going to make La La Land into a play, I'm sure.
I would think so. It sure lends itself.
I think you'd like it. It has good music in it.
Yeah, I've seen previews, and I've seen, like, when you're standing in the lobby of a movie theater, they show...
It's just
trailers.
Different. It's just.
You know what?
It's bold. You know, they don't. It's like a lost art making a movie like that, and they did a good job.
I think it's the Hollywood setting. If it were a Broadway setting, I'd be more inclined to see it. I'm not a West Coast kind of girl.
They do a good job.
No, I'm sure they do.
Nostalgic look.
So go out and support your local high schools. Although I'm surprised three of them are having that this weekend.
I guess spring is coming up, Jennifer. Getting toward the end of the year, I think this is a good time to...
Right, but I would think they would have staggered them a little more to give county residents.
So you can see them all.
Right. And most of them do have senior...
Were you ever
rates.
In a play?
I was in the Pit Band my senior year.
The Pit Band?
Right.
What's that mean?
I played the music.
Oh, okay. For the plays.
Mm-hmm. For South awesome. Pacific.
Never, the acting bug never bit you?
It bit me, and I tried out once or twice, and it just...
Did you?
Wasn't my...
Well, I'm glad you tried out.
Wasn't my thing.
What did you try out for?
I tried out for our freshman play, which was Get Bill Shakespeare Off the Stage, which was silly. And then either Pinafore or Pirates of Penzance, we did both of those.
Awesome. See, look at you putting yourself out there. You were going to sing in these productions?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I wouldn't have the guts to, Jennifer.
Yeah, it's just as well that I didn't.
I don't know. You never know.
But then when I became a junior and I was all excited about being in Pit Band, they did Guys and Dolls, which just required a stage band instrumentation. I didn't really fit in. So I was glad I got to do it my senior year.
Yeah, there's actually a band in the play. Guys and
they
Dolls.
They sit like below the stage.
Right, but in Guys and Dolls, there's a marching.
Oh, there is,
there's
yes.
There's a little band that marches yes. around all the time playing music.
Yes, kind of reminiscent of the Salvation Army.
Yes. Where are we going with this?
I don't know.
What time is it?
I don't know, because my back is to everything.
It's 11:38, Jennifer. I want to talk about the outdoor art show.
All right, you talk about the outdoor art show.
Do we need to go to a commercial or anything?
Not until 11:45.
Do we need to update the weather or anything?
It's still windy.
When's the wind supposed to die down? Did you relate that? In
it said
your
it said 10 to 11 o'clock, but I think it's going to go on longer than that.
Why?
Because it's still pretty windy and it's still pretty gusty.
Oh, 10 to 11 a.m.?
Yeah.
I'm thinking p.m. Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We've just put out our flyers and entry forms, and we're now accepting entries. The first 75 local artists that can send in our entry form, which can be found on our webpage, hclibrary.us, or you can stop by any Hunterdon County Library and pick up an entry form. We've been doing this for 5 or 6 years now. The date this year is Saturday, June 10th, 2017, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have a rain date of June 17th, just in case. But early June is always a good time to plan to do things outdoors around here. It's at the Hunterdon County Library on Route 12. What we do is we put out snow fences on our lawn under our grove of trees at the side of the library. And 75 local artists that enter will come, hang their work on the snow fence. We'll have two judges come and judge the work. There'll be generous cash prizes for the winners in each category. So the categories are oils, acrylics, and tempera is one category. Watercolors and pastels is another category. Pencil ink, chalk, or charcoal is a third category. And the fourth category is mixed media. We also have categories, students, grades 7 through 12. There's an adult amateur category and an adult professional category. So I guess the first thing you need to do is figure out if you're an adult, amateur, professional, or student. Then you pick your medium, Jennifer. The entry deadline is Thursday, June 1st, but you have plenty of time. But like I said, the first 75 artists entering, so you don't want to take that chance to be shut out. So get your entry form as soon as possible, fill it out, and give it to us. There'll be Best in Show and awards. There'll also be a Public Choice Award, as well as first place in every category. And there'll also be ribbons for honorable mentions. I can tell you that the actual details about how big, but it's all on the entry form. Also, artists are allowed to sell their artwork, and artists in the past years have done very well selling their artwork. Ask Richard Gerstner, who's been in the show every year. And
is he going to do it again this year?
I'm hoping. We'll send him an entry form, and hopefully he will do it again. I haven't seen him in a while. So this is the HCA Outdoor Art Show and Sale. And if you're not an artist, just save the date to come and meet the artist and maybe buy a piece of work for yourself or vote on the public's choice. We'll have music that day provided by the Long Hill String Band. No, I'm sorry, the Jugtown Mountain Band. Jennifer, Long Hill String Band is in our summer concert series. The Jugtown Mountain Bluegrass Band will be there performing. We'll also have refreshments provided by the Kona Ice Truck will be on hand to serve up some tasty treats while you walk around and look at all the great art. So bring it. You can even bring your own food and a blanket or chair. You want to hang out with us a while, listen to the music, meet some of these local artists. It's a good opportunity to meet meet artists, students, and adults alike. So it's a great day. The last 5 or 6 years have gone wonderfully. Joan Sable, Linda Sadebski, and Cheryl Grotchian are the head of this committee that makes it all happen, so we thank them. HCL Outdoor Art Show, once again, Saturday, June 10th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Be there, be square. Do they still say that anymore?
I don't think so. Will you be on hand?
Will I be on hand? Of course I will be. Have I never not been on hand? Never mind.
I don't know.
I've been to... No, I think I've been to
I thought
everyone.
There was one you missed.
I need to miss my next Wednesday concert.
I know. I saw that. I
haven't had anybody offer it up yet, though, so I might be here for Marshall's Dixieland Band, which is okay. But
as long as it's set up.
I want to go into the city.
Well, you should go to the city. What are you going to do?
See a basketball game.
Yeah. I mean, somebody can pay them. And
well, we'll see. We'll see. You know, I don't want to be irresponsible either, Jennifer.
But I'm sure you could talk somebody into introducing them and paying them, as long as the room is set up
we'll
ahead
see.
Of time.
Well, it's going to be... Well, that's another problem.
Yeah.
Because a pause to read, I might not be able to do that.
I don't know if they have story time. Check the schedule. If they don't have story time, they don't have pause to read.
They had it yesterday.
Okay, then they probably will.
Yes.
It was probably the first one. All right, should we go to the commercial break?
Let's do it.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jennifer Winberry with the gum-cracking Jim Thatch. You've made it through the entire show with that wad of gum in your mouth.
It's a mission now. So.
I can't wait for the archives. Okay, I found a collection of Bruce Springsteen trivia.
Really?
And it's like a dozen or so different games, so I will dole them out one at a time to you.
Okay. Interesting.
So tonight's trivia is Anatomy of a Song, The River.
Okay. This is all about the one song, The River?
It would seem so. Okay. The person, Glenda the Cat, is the one who created this, and she does not claim to be Bruce Springsteen, but for the sake of this convenience, all questions in this quiz will be presented in the first person.
Why give me a disclaimer?
I come from down in the valley where they bring you up to do what?
I come from down in the valley where, Mr. When You're Young, they bring you up to do what your daddy's done.
To do like your daddy done.
And by the way, the river refers to a swimming river reservoir. Remember that from our, it's in Lincroft, right?
Oh, yes.
That's what he's referring to.
I did not know that.
I used to bike there and fish all the time.
I fished in the Navisink.
The Navisink River? Shadow Lake? Ever fish in Shadow Lake?
No, and there was a little pond. I think it was owned by the telephone company behind the railroad tracks behind my house. We used to fish there.
Catch sunnies?
Yeah. Okay, and there are... there are multiple choice if you need them.
Okay.
Okay. Me and Mary, we met in high school when she was how old?
17. Song is written about Bruce's sister, by the way.
Mary and I would go down to the river, down to where the fields were.
Green.
What happened to dramatically change things?
She got pregnant.
It's like a Rod Stewart song. Which of the following did I receive on my 19th birthday?
A union card and a wedding coat.
When I got the job in construction industry, which company was I working for?
Johnstown.
How does Mary behave these days?
She acts like she don't care.
I have plenty of memories of going down to the river. What do these memories do to me?
Haunt me? Like a curse?
Tell me, is a dream a lie if it doesn't come true, or is it...
something worse.
And what happened to the river by the end of the song?
It's dry.
Let's see. Come down in the valley to do like your daddy done. Mary was 17 when we met.
I got him all right.
River was green. Mary did get pregnant. He did get a union card. Mary did act like she didn't care. His memories haunt him. Dream a lie, something worse, and the river is dry.
Is the one that they label very tough? one of the quizzes?
I don't know. I will look for next time.
That's it? That's all you're giving me?
You get one today. I told you I was going to dole them out. We're going to talk about the book sale now.
Oh, all right.
Sulk. Unbecoming.
The Friends of HCL book sale. Sure sign of spring. This is like the 20th. How many have they been doing?
I don't even know.
It's like 20, isn't it?
It doesn't say on the flyer.
The dates this year, Jennifer, are Saturday, April 29th, Sunday, April 30th, and Monday, May 1st. There's also a preview sale on Friday, April 28th. And we'll explain
that.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure
that's all sold out.
So the preview sale is you can pay an extra amount and get first crack at the books. But that, as Jennifer says, it's all...
Yeah, judging from the envelopes coming in, I'm pretty sure it's...
It costs money, and that money goes to the Friends Scholarship Fund to give scholarships to high school kids. So Saturday, April 29th, the hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sunday is always half price day. The hours are 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Monday is bag day, where they give you a bag. You fill it up for a very nominal fee. And those hours are 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
How much is the nominal fee?
I don't know.
$5.
$5.
And did you know there's an early bird special on Saturday, April
29th? I did. I was about to read that, but go ahead.
It's from 8 to 10. And that's for Friends of the Hunterdon County Library members, or $20 a person.
To get in an hour early?
2 hours early.
2 hours early. Mm-hmm. Very good. The location is the South County Branch, or the South County Park Fairgrounds. So the 4-H Fairgrounds, right off of Route 179 in Ringos. I think most people know how to get there, Jennifer. And now is the time for donations, though. They're accepting donations for the book sales. And this is the kind of things they accept in their donations. Hardbacks and paperbacks, children's books, books on CD, DVDs, LPs, music CDs and video games, and sheet music. Unfortunately, they cannot accept video cassettes, music cassettes, or books on tape. They don't want books on tape?
Mm-mm.
And nothing on tape, huh?
Mm-mm.
No badly worn, soiled, torn, or mildew books. No Reader's Digest condensed books. No discarded library books. No lifetime life sets. No text books or catalogs. No encyclopedias. No outdated computer business, self-help, health, or travel books. And no magazines, including National Geographic.
And donations will be accepted at the headquarters, North County Branch, or South County Branch libraries, April 17th from 9 a.m. until April 21st at noon. And then there will be two large book drives, Saturday, April 15th, and Saturday, April 22nd from 9 to 2 p.m. at the South County Branch Park. And you just drive in, and volunteers will help you.
They'll unload the books for you. And also you can drop the books off in small amounts in the lobbies of the libraries.
You missed that.
Can you still do
that?
You did?
I said that first.
Starting when?
April 17th.
That's when you can't do it now?
You can do it now, but we won't save them for the book sale. We'll use them. The libraries accept donations all year round, small quantities, and we use them to replace copies of books that are worn. We put them out. We have our own little book sale at the headquarters of North County Branch Libraries, and we'll put them out for sale. But we do that all year round.
Okay, very good.
Not just book sale season.
So if you've never been to this book sale, they say it's one of the best book sales like on the East Coast. It's very big. They use that permanent building on the fairgrounds, so it's indoors.
Yes.
Plenty of parking.
Yes.
Have you ever volunteered for the book sale?
I have not volunteered since they started at the armory in the shooting range. But I went on bag day last year and got quite a hefty bag.
Did you? How big are those?
It's a grocery bag from ShopRite.
Bag?
But it was
paper?
Kind of weird. They wanted you to buy the bag when you walked in. And I said, well, what if I don't want any books?
Well, you need the bag to put books in.
Right, but if I wasn't going to buy any, why
it's
would
like
I want to buy a bag? I know.
So but I just, why are you there if you're not going to buy books?
I have a lot of books. I don't need to buy more books.
Then why did you go?
Okay, we bought a bag of books anyway.
All right, what else do we need to cover here? What else did I promise at the top of the show?
I don't know, because I wasn't listening to you as usual.
I must have promised something else. Let me see. Let me see. I've lost my sheet.
Lost your sheet?
I heard it.
I've lost my clips. Help me find my clips.
No, I said we'd talk about the outdoor art show. We have. Sure. We talked about Maker's Day. We have. And we talked about the Friends of the Book, the Huntington County Library Book Show.
That's it.
So I delivered all my promises.
You did. You're making up the April flyers already, aren't you?
For what?
The April flyers for April programs.
I've started. I just got your things this morning.
I know, but you made some for Dana, so they'll be out shortly.
I made one this morning.
Flyers for April.
Yeah, there's an antiques roadshow coming to North County Branch April 1st. That's the only one I've made so far.
Oh, and the bookmobile was at the Robert Hunter School yesterday for...
tell us about that.
It's Dr. Seuss's birthday is March 1st, and they celebrate it every year at schools read across America. So we were invited to the Robert Hunter School. And the Cat in the Hat showed up. There's some pictures on our Facebook page.
How long were we there for?
We were there from 9:30 to 2:30 minus lunch. So most of the afternoon.
Oh, nice.
Day.
For a nice long time. So a lot of kids came through the bookmobile.
Yeah, all the classes came.
And you got a lot of new library card holders, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, we did. How many more?
For that, or just in general?
Well, yeah, I saw her give you a big stack.
A big stack of cards. There were probably a couple dozen. Two or three dozen.
Were they able to get the cards that day?
Yes. No, we passed them out ahead of time.
Oh, awesome.
So they had if we do a tour, we do the cards ahead of time so that they're not trying to, there's too much going on.
Right. Well, the kids must have been excited about that.
They were. They were very excited about that. And then we go back to the school in June, and the kindergartners come on. That's an annual tradition. We've been doing it, it must have been about 12 years since our head of youth services son was in kindergarten there. We started it then. And youth services librarian was doing story time at Chick-fil-A today.
Very good. Why do they do story time at Chick-fil-A?
They were invited.
Is this a new thing?
No, we were invited to do Chick-fil-A.
Is this an event
at
Chick-fil-A or some kind of community?
No,
event?
It was Chick-fil-A. I don't know. Chick-fil-A is very community-minded, but I don't know what the occasion was.
Have you ever eaten there?
I have not. We were just discussing that yesterday.
Why not?
Right now, because the circle is under so much construction, I can't. The thought of it just...
It's not that bad. It's actually getting a little better.
Is it?
Yes. Don't be afraid, Jennifer.
I always think of you when I drive around a circle.
Oh, it's 11:57.
It is. So that means it's time to go. I heard Jim Gannot out in the hallway. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I mean, I have to talk to him. I really want to talk to him today or tomorrow and get a sense of why he gave the answer he gave at the committee and if, in fact, that's true.
That's Florida Senator Marco Rubio among the top Republicans urging Attorney General Jeff Sessions to clarify comments he made during his confirmation hearings when he said he never met with any Russian officials in the wake of a report suggesting he met with Russia's top diplomat twice before the November elections.
And I did not have communications with the Russians.
That was Sessions at his confirmation hearing. Today, he says,
I have not met with any Russians at any time to discuss any political campaign.
Most Republicans are responding like Congressman Kevin McCarthy is.
If I could see in his role as senator, yes, meeting with different ambassadors, I just think he needs to clarify.
But a growing number of Democrats want Sessions' resignation. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, it's Angie. All right, gray hair makes a huge difference in the way I feel about myself. I don't know about you, but when I used to look in the mirror, I was really not happy at all with my hair. It was flat,